Gather around your speakers, hoop heads. It's NBA story time. Jamel Johnson here to spin you tales of NBA shenanigans you didn't know you needed to know. Like that time when a little startup league tried anything to be relevant, or when Ricky Davis earned himself a dumb nickname. I also love you, Ricky Davis. Catch a new tale on NBA Storytime every week, then listen to the postgame where I break it down with comedians, ballers, and what have you. Find NBA Storytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
This is Greg Olson, inviting you to check out my new Blue Wire podcast, TE1, where I interview tight ends throughout the history of the NFL who have helped revolutionize the position. TE1 is presented by the Chevy Silverado. The Silverado is all about grit. It's strong and dependable, exactly like playing tight end. Just like the incredible players we sit down with on the podcast, the Chevy Silverado is in a league of its own. Strong, advanced, and dependable. Download TE1 today, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, you, listen up. Yeah, you guys know, we're back again. We've partnered with Louis Wicket of Key Mortgage Group. Louis Lens, guys, louislens.com. All right, you've heard the ad over the last couple months, and we are sticking with Louis. He has proved to be one of the best, truly. And you can see that in his Google reviews. He has 112 reviews, 5-star rating on Google. He is who you need to go to if you have mortgage needs. Wade Anderson on Google said, Louis did a great job working on our new mortgage. He went out of his way to make sure we got the best rate on our new home and worked extended hours some days to meet our work schedules. Would recommend anyone looking to purchase a new home to speak with Louis to make their dream of home buying a reality. Isn't that what you want? When you're trying to be in that process of buying a home, something that most people don't know a lot about, you want somebody that's going to give you the peace of mind and make you feel like as you walk away from that situation that you got the best deal and you were able to go through the entire process simply and educated throughout the entire thing. All right, Louis' cell phone number is 515-238-9949. Did you guys know that HousingWire, according to HousingWire, 90% of Americans could benefit from a mortgage refinance today? Call Louis at 515-238-9949. If you have a mortgage and haven't looked at it yet, call Louis, 515-238-9949. In this episode of the Washed Up Walk-Ons podcast, it's game week, baby. The Hawks are taking on Purdue on Saturday. We could not be more excited. I know that you guys out there, the fans, are excited as well. We talk about it all right here. We talk about Brome and COVID, and Kevin and Drake are back to give their opinions on everything that's happened this week. So for the first time this season, let's sit back and have a day, baby. Let's go. Welcome in to the Washed Up Walk-Ons podcast. It's starting to feel like we do this for, you know, at least on a consistent basis. For a long time there, it was like, welcome in, and it just felt like, what are we doing? I have friends. They're back. At least the last time we checked, they were still friends. I didn't do anything since the last time we talked to become not friends. So, yeah.
Oh, you did run a marathon, which makes you a little bit sketchy in my eyes because you've decided to spend a whole lot of your time running a little bit of a questionable thing for me between my friends. I don't like my friends to run that much because I think they might be plotting my murder during all that time that they're spending to themselves, but that's about it.
I'm with Drake on this one. I don't know if you can truly trust a human being that runs 26 miles just for the sake of doing it.
Let me tell you, boys, it wasn't good. It wasn't good. I won't get too far into it, but we went full body cramp at about mile 20. And I was feeling fine until then. It was a rough last 6 miles. And I made it through, but yeah. Kevin, I can kind of hear a little echo on your end just because your speaker's a little loud, but
sorry.
You're good. We're back. I did a solo episode on Sunday. I don't know if you guys listened to it. It was 20 minutes after some news hit. I hesitate to call it news, even though it is. I'm going to give you guys right now a chance to offer up an opinion on 8 of our former teammates, all guys who we played with. Just real quickly, if you have any thoughts, if you don't want to talk about it, we don't have to talk about it. Cause I spoke on it and it's kind of passed over already, but the people wanted your thoughts as well. So if you have any, go ahead.
Drake, go.
I just think it's absolutely comical. I mean, I hope that the whole Iowa community is doing nothing but simply laughing at these 8 clowns. It's really all it comes down to. These guys are clowns. They are crooks. They're liars. And that's all I got to say.
It's sad. I did listen to your
because you did Long Kluve and you did mention, you know, considered a couple of the guys on that list friends, and I mean, you call for KF's head, you're fucking dead to me. So I got nothing good to say about the whole situation whatsoever. You know, the program listened to what the people had to say back steps. Been saying all along that the guys in the program feel great about the direction it's headed, feel great about the current coaching staff, feel great about the leader.
Your mic turned off, I think. It started flickering. So there you go. Those are Drake and Kevin's thoughts. Obviously, this portion of the entire situation kind of rubbed us the wrong way. As I think it rubbed many of you guys the wrong way. Again, James Daniels, you know, those who were kind of leading the charge on, you know, making some changes and I would say catching the program up with the times this summer. They had good intention. These guys are on the side of bad intention, it feels like. And we'll see where it goes. I'm sure there will be updates or, you know, things that happen that we'll talk about in the future. We'll move on for today. Another thing that happened Sunday was, which affects this Saturday, is Purdue coach Jeff Brohm has COVID. He's got the vid, baby. And you know, I talked briefly about it. I kind of saved it for the preview because that's what we're about to do. I think we'll answer some other questions as well. Kevin is off trying to find different speakers or something because his mic doesn't work. You know, Drake, Kevin makes more money than both of us.
Yep.
And fucking guy can't figure out his computer technical situation.
Well, technically I really can't make fun of him either because I'm still using my phone because I don't know where my roommate's laptop is and I don't have a computer of my own, though I am getting a gaming PC built for me. So because the new PlayStation, they're taking your voice recordings. Did you know that?
Well, I don't have a PlayStation, but it doesn't surprise me. I mean, it's...
Yeah, so they're trying to now spy on your game chat. I'll go to jail for my game chat. So I'm having a PC built, so I'll eventually have a computer to do this podcast from. But I can't make fun of him in the meantime.
That'll be sick. I mean, he was just talking today about making bread and not in the kitchen.
You guys talking shit about me?
Yeah,
we're making fun of you because you can't ever get your... Wi-Fi situation figured out. Shit,
microphones that Kluver bought for us don't fucking work, man. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm gonna dip the toe into that fairly shallow Watch the Pawcons bank account, and I am going to send you a better mic than you have because
I've got a nice mic.
Clearly, that one isn't working. And for some reason, you can hear in your AirPods, but like the mic doesn't connect to your AirPods. I don't understand why. Anyway, Jeff Brohm has COVID. How do you guys?
So that's a little tough situ for them. But
yeah.
If we're being honest,
I mean,
they should have already had their game plan in place. They should already know what's going on. They're only this far out. The coordinators can take care of it. I don't think it's that big of a deal,
right?
If I'm being real.
Yeah, and that's what I said. I was like, you know what? It's nice to have the head man on the field. Obviously, Saturday after Saturday, coaches or teams choose to roll out there with their head coach. So it's obviously better having your coach there than not. But fans were asking, what's the effect going to be on the game? And if anything, it's more of a rallying point if they want to make it that, like, hey, we don't have our coach. It seems like a disadvantage. Let's play for coach. I mean, not really, but, like Drake said, the game plan is going to be in place. The scouting report, it's all done. The first game, they've had a couple weeks to really look at it, and I don't think it'll be a huge thing. I did see that they're petitioning to have him communicate like remotely with the sideline. I don't know what kind of legs that has, how great of a chance it has of getting approved. I don't know what that looks like. Bro, I'm just going to put the headset on and they're going to zoom him into the scoreboard. I don't know.
Are they going to toss him on like some robotic thing that can like wheel around the sideline and hit his face on an iPad?
It'd be hilarious. I don't know. I think Purdue will be fine. Because
I mean, it just adds responsibility to whichever coordinator takes over head coaching job. So, I mean, it's just another thing for him to worry about, clock management. Did we go for it on fourth down? Those are the type of things. But Drake.
Listen, Jets. They were fucked with or without Brohm. So here we go. Hawks by a million, bitch ass hoes.
Well, there we go.
Back, baby.
And so there's the extent of our analysis. And I've read a few places that the Wash Up Walk-Ons is not where you go to get your information. It's not where you go to get the real intense technical breakdown of the game. It's where you come from. Yeah, fans have said it. As far as the difference between Iowa podcasts,
how dare some of you fans out there to write completely accurate and
legitimate things,
honest reviews about our podcast.
But
also,
they do come to us for the entertainment and the player perspective. That's what they come for.
If anybody could get into the X's and O's, it would be us, because we've actually seen the X's and O's on the whiteboards.
It's true. Speaking of X's and O's, there's gonna be some of those needed to defend what is potentially the best 1-2 punch at receiver in the Big Ten, for sure. Maybe across the country, they have two really good guys. They have Rondale Moore. They have David Bell. Kevin, one of the questions from the fans when I asked on Sunday was, what does the secondary, what's the game plan there in the secondary? Especially because I believe our walk-on all preseason All-American Jack Campbell is out this week.
What?
That's not ideal. Where did we get this information at?
Did this come out today or what?
I swear to God, I saw it on Twitter. And so, they were speculating that there's going to be a heavy, we're going to play DB heavy on Saturday. Kevin,
that doesn't help us replace the middle linebacker.
I know. What does this look like trying to defend a 1-2 punch at receiver from the secondary standpoint? What's coach telling the guys? Just the basics, play fundamentally sound. I mean,
that's what it always is. I mean, you play teams that got guys every single week. I mean, every team's got a guy.
You're telling me they got a dude now, huh?
They got some dudes over there. They got a couple dudes. Motherfuckers are on scholarship too. Those coaches get paid big bucks too. All right. Sometimes you got to know where the playmakers are on the field, but, you know, you still have to play within the realm of the defense, whatever it's called. I'm sure Coach Parker will have a game plan around, you know, what type of looks that we want to give versus whatever looks the offense is giving. But, you know, just from like a player's standpoint, you know, trust in the coach's decision making when you see what, you know, trust what you see with your eyes. So, I mean, you've seen a play a million times on film and you've run through it a couple of times in practice, you know, just trust what you're seeing, you know, and play fast. But, you know, superstars or little sisters of the poor, man, you still got to play your basic fundamental defense.
Yeah. I think another thing that you can't expect to just, I mean, it may happen, but you can't expect to go in and just say, you know what, Rondell's not catching the ball. You know, he's going to get his every once in a while. And I think that plays into the bend don't break defense that Iowa plays so well. I also think this heightens the importance, not from a player perspective, they're going to go and ball out regardless, but the amount of effect that the defensive line could have on this game. You know, there's a couple ways to sack a quarterback, and there's some coverage sacks, but there's also just the defensive line doing their job and getting to the QB. If we can get to the quarterback and Chauncey Golston can maybe throw this guy's shoulder out of socket or, you know, do something to mess up their
game
plan.
Are you now acting as Greg Williams Jr. and putting out bounties on Purdue's quarterback?
Yes.
Because if so, I absolutely love it.
I Venmo'd everybody on our defensive line $25,000 this week and said they get an additional 25 if for every sack that they come up with on Saturday. So yeah, I'm putting hits out. I wish I had that kind of money.
I've got a real big Jack Campbell blue balls right now going on because I did not know I was going to have to wait another week.
Yeah.
Likely out with undisclosed illness.
Undisclosed illness. So does Campbell have the vid? Maybe.
Did my guy get the vid?
No, I think they have to disclose it.
Yeah.
If it's that.
Right.
That.
Right. I'm not sure, you know, it's tough. I want to see the guy play.
Did he get the same illness that Kevin got, this little tummy bug?
I don't know if they're ruling him out with a tummy bug that put Kevin on the shitter pre-podcast for this episode. That would be one hell of a bug, and I wouldn't want to sit on the toilet for 5 days. That would be rough. Campbell's going to be on the shake list, guaranteed, if he's on the pot for 5 days.
That would be a toughie, boy. No, I mean.
By the way, shout out Marcel for asking people if we ever had lunch on Twitter, and I responded to him that Marcel didn't eat lunch, and that's why he was on the shake list. That was a pretty good comeback. Shout out
Marcel. Are you giving yourself a pat on the back there?
Yes. Still waiting on the Dis podcast. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, that'll be interesting to see how they work that out. I mean, we already have a pretty
short linebackers,
inexperienced front seven group, let alone linebacker group.
Yeah, I mean,
you got Nick Niemann, who's played a lot of football, and that's about it for linebackers.
They might be calling Kevin Ward up. They might need old 2-6 to step in, tape the ankles. Let's go. Oof. Let's roll.
I don't think there's enough tape in the state of Iowa to get my ankles ready to play anymore, boys.
Oh, how paper thin are your ankles now that you're not running on them every day?
No, actually they feel like 10 times better than they ever did when I was playing.
Sure they do. Okay, so I'm going to read a couple questions from Sunday, and then I think we'll get into Yeah, actually, real quickly, I want to give a merch update because we haven't for a long while, and people have been asking on the podcast.
Yeah, let's give our guy Neil Kornrich a nice little shout out, huh?
Well, he's definitely not our guy, and we'll get to that in a second. We basically promised you guys a fall merch drop. Well, really a summer merch drop. And that didn't happen because we're like, okay, we want to get the Kirk's Dogs design done. We got the design already. It look, you know, it's nothing crazy, but it was clean. It looked good. We sent it in, waited literally all goddamn summer, went back and forth with Kirk's agent and, you know, his agent's office. We, you know, what we were hearing was that it was probably going to be good. They were wondering about how much money of each shirt was being donated to the hospital, the specifics, if we were making more money by using Kirk's name versus other designs that we've done, all this BS logistical stuff. Said, yeah, let me take this to Neil and we should be good, talking to this Jonathan guy. And I got a response finally after sending an email after email after email that was basically like, yeah, this opportunity doesn't align with Coach Ferentz at this time. So the Kirk's Dogs has been denied.
And as far as I'm concerned, we're in pretty decent standing with Coach Ferentz. And I think that George Kittle's in pretty decent standing with Coach in the University of Iowa. So I'm pretty confused at where the holdup is.
I'm fairly certain that it wasn't taken to Coach Ferentz, if I had to guess, and that they just wanted us to go away and we were being annoying about a t-shirt. The three of us definitely did discuss going against that decision and just saying,
and there was no real discussion. Kevin just put a kibosh to the whole thing when I 1000% said fuck Neil. Well, and he can take me to court and print the shirts. That's exactly what I said.
Fuck Neil. As 33% owner of the Washed Up Walk-Ons LLC, I can get outvoted, so I don't know why you're giving me the hate.
Yeah, so here's how it went. Kevin adamantly against, you know, going against the wishes of Kirk Ferentz's agent. Drake adamantly for going against the wishes. So
adamantly
really,
talking about facing him in court. Hit me with the cease and desist and take my ass to court, Neil. I dare you. I'll call his bluff. Let's do it.
Okay. And then I was kind of the deciding factor there, and I leaned towards Dr. Ward and that decision. So
if you want a Kirk's Dog shirt, just go buy a plain white t-shirt at your local Walmart, Kohl's, or Target and get a Sharpie and write Kirk's Dog on it.
It's
not going to come for the walkout.
It's not gone forever, Aaron Hernandez style, but it's gone for now. So that's an update on that. There will, however, be Hawks by a Million. The Heart Don't Have Stars design. I believe we're throwing in something holiday related. There's going to be Washed Up Walk-Ons stuff. So there is going to be a drop. It is going to happen early November. I believe the first Monday of November is the second. So the sixth would be the first Friday. I know that the company we work with likes to drop the releases on Fridays. So it'll probably be November 6th when this store goes live. This will be the store that if you're getting Christmas presents for your people, for your family, this is where you order. All right. We will have all those designs. There will be all of the winter items, beanies, sweatshirts, long sleeves, hoodies, all that stuff. So you can expect in about 3 weeks, hopefully, a little less maybe, the store to drop. I am actually receiving that inventory either tomorrow or Friday. So pretty cool. Moving forward, I wanted to ask you guys a couple questions. Or do I even give a shit? Do I even care? Hey, you guys, you know what's not cool? This year, 2020, it hasn't been the best year. All right, we've all been struggling. There is, however, a silver lining in every bad situation. One of those silver linings this year has been DoorDash. Let me talk to you about it. Have you ever been sitting there thinking about, oh, I could use a pizza, or I could use a sandwich, or I could use a burger, but I don't have the time to go get it. I have something to do here at the house, or I'm just not feeling like jumping in the car. Well, guess what? DoorDash is the app that brings you the food you're craving right to your door. Ordering is easy. Open the DoorDash app, choose what you want to eat, and your food will be left safely outside your door with the new contactless delivery drop-off setting. Right now, our listeners can get $5 off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code BLUEWIRE. That's BLUEWIRE, BLUEWIRE, for $5 off your first order with DoorDash. Go get that grub. About these questions. I do care about you guys asking the questions, but now we're so far over.
I'm guessing it's all about the news that came out on Sunday.
There was actually only one person who said, give your opinion on this. Otherwise there were some other questions. One of them was, if you could go and play in any Iowa game, either during your career or not, which one would it be and why? There was also, and honestly, I dead ass, it would just be the Ohio State game. Like, I would just go back and play the Ohio State game again.
Really?
And I'm fine.
So that's the number one game in Iowa history.
No, it's just the one that I personally would go back and play in again. I caught the ball. I didn't score. I would even not change anything. I'll fall on the 1 yard line again. That game was insane. I don't care. I thought that was an interesting question. If I had to choose another one, God, that freaking the Capital One Bowl.
That's number three for me. Holloway. That's number three. Number two would be Adrian Claiborne at Penn State.
Ooh, that's a clip now. That's a clip. What's number one?
Number one is probably Ohio State, but we already did it once. So
you're just saying you want a new experience. You want to go and get something that we haven't had already.
Yeah.
Okay. Kevin, you got any idea on that or just?
Yeah. I think it'd go Indianapolis. My second one would be Indianapolis. And then my third one would be the Big Ten title in 2015. Those are my top three. Maybe LJ Scott fumbles the ball this time.
Son of a bitch.
So
I didn't even think about that because I literally blocked it. I've blocked it out of my head. I've blocked
Kluver,
it.
You and I were thinking about the exact same thing, dude. I didn't even think about that game.
Didn't even cross my mind. The other funny.
I think about it every day.
I'm sure you do, Kevin. It burns at you as you're in surgeries, as you're talking with doctors, as you're driving to hospitals around Eastern Iowa. It just, you just sit there and you go, motherfucking LJ Scott, that mother.
I'm going to be on my deathbed and the priest is going to be giving me my last rites. And I'm still going to be thinking about LJ Scott sticking his ball across the goal line there.
Yep. You probably will. I thought this was a good question. What fictional head coach, TV or movie, would you want to play for? I thought that was funny. I don't really know. I, to be honest, don't watch like a lot of.
Football shows are usually corny as shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Football.
I'm playing for the coach of Blue Mountain State.
Yes, dude, if I could get a Scully to Blue Mountain State for long snapping, that'd be intense. That'd be great.
I belonged at Blue Mountain State, if we're being honest, dude. Me and Thad Castle, I've been called Thad Castle many, many a time, and me and him would have gotten along great.
Yeah, you probably would have. It's probably true. I can't even think of any fictional coach. I mean, I can, but I don't know. I have no idea. I want to play for the.
You guys ever watched the movie D3 Football Legend?
I don't think so. No,
I think I did, but I can't.
It's like an iconic movie. It's pretty funny. If you ever fans, go look it up. Go watch it. That's the team I'd play for.
I want to play for the Space Jam basketball team. That's who I want to play. I want to play for the Toon Squad. All right. We'll move on to Purdue quickly before we give our picks of the week.
What do we have to move on to Purdue?
Like, I just want to know your thoughts. I just want to know your thoughts. We're opening up. Iowa is a 3-point favorite currently.
We go
to West Lafayette. Is there any other thoughts other than just they're fucked, Drake? Is it anything?
Well, I'm worried about us getting the SARS virus in their locker room. But as long as we can go in there and stay healthy and not get mono, SARS, AIDS, and the West Nile virus inside of that locker room,
basically, I think we're going to be able to bad corona.
Yeah. I think we're going to be able to get more than 3. Corona's fake. That's why I didn't say that. But I think we're going to be able to get out of there with more than 3-point lead.
Oh, God. I saw, Drake, that you posted that Theo Von from the last King of the Sting where he's like, I think the way that you beat the virus is you just admit it's bullshit.
Yeah, dude. Dude, we're like in month 8 of the biggest plandemic in the history of the planet, and these people still think it's real.
Yeah, this is a comedy podcast, so anyone listening, just before you go and tweet that we're pushing out fake information, just remember this is an entertainment thing. Yeah, I think there is a real chance. I think over under on diseases in the locker room, the away locker room is definitely probably 4.5. The -3 line that Iowa is opening. Well, we opened up at -3.5. It's currently at -3. So a little bit of money on Purdue to start the betting out. I got a little scared. I don't know. I'll tell you this. Iowa Purdue is one of my bets this week for my 4. It was not on the spread. I think that Iowa wins this ball game, but it's such a scary game for so many reasons. And it's because, one, it's the first game of the season. And you just don't know. And you know, is Spencer Petras, does he know how to throw a football? It appears from highlights from the Twitter account that he does know how to throw a football. So that is positive. He can also sing and play guitar. So I think we have the one up there. Can we outscore David Bell and Rondale Moore? I think so. I think Iowa wins this game. Again, I don't want to bet any Big Ten spreads yet because I want to see the product before I invest in it. Those are my thoughts. Obviously, Drake has taken the Hawks to win. Kevin, what do you think?
I mean, yeah, it's like you said, if game one without a non-conference schedule with clearly the craziest offseason that the Iowa Hawkeye program has ever had, I have no idea what the fuck's about to happen.
Yeah.
I have no idea, but I'm excited to watch it, man. I'm just excited to watch Hawkeye football again.
I am too. If there's one thing I'm betting on across the board, I think that potentially the Big Ten is going to look a little iffy on defense. All the rest of the country has not looked great on defense. I think overs are going to hit. That's my guess. Which brings me into the picks. I'm going to start it off here. 2 college picks, 2 NFL picks. I'm going
to
try.
Right before Kluver tells his picks, I just want to apologize to the people last week on my lackluster performance. It won't happen again.
Yeah. Hold on. Actually, we have music for this. Kevin. All Drake does is lose last week.
Dude, can we talk about the collapse of Baltimore on the spread?
Oh, Kevin was so mad.
I mean, that ruined my NFL parlay. Everyone else covered by a million.
That's so sucky. I mean, yeah, what were they? That's terrible.
They're up 16 with 4.5 minutes left to go in the game, and they just let them score 2 touchdowns willy-nilly, just like that. I think Baltimore might be a little more smoke and mirrors than people think.
I think so as well. I don't know if
they might not. Might not be a real contender. I don't know.
I don't think they're a top 5 team in the NFL.
Philly's not a good team. Philly's flop. Did you see Carson Wentz threw a couple of his touchdowns? He just literally threw it as high as he can and let a couple the DBs are making horrible plays on the ball and guys just caught touchdowns. So
yeah,
I was upset.
Drake, what were you gonna say?
Philly might not be a good team, but I'm taking a -4.5 against the Giants this week. I'll tell you that.
Because right, what do we do here at Washed Up Walk-On?
We fade the city in New York.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know what? And I actually looked at that game and I thought, did the Giants get their first win of the season? I don't know. I stayed away from that one. Drake, you gave that pick. You're taking Philly against the Giants. What are your other picks for this week?
Yep, going to go Philly -1.5 until the Giants can prove that they're not worse than the little Giants off of the movie.
1.5. I saw a spread at 4.5.
4.5. That's what I said, -4.5.
Sorry, I heard 1.5. My bad.
Nope. And then I'm going to take Pittsburgh +1.5 against Tennessee. I love Pittsburgh's defense. I think they're one of the better teams in the NFL. Correct me if I'm wrong. They're coming off a bye.
They just murdered the Browns.
You're wrong.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, then I'm
wrong.
Which
is essentially a bye. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I love Pittsburgh and the points there. And then my third pick is the Tampa Bay Tristaneers. Are going to cover 3 points, -3 against the Raiders. John Gruden is like 0-4, 0-5, or some weird, terrible number against the spread in his career after a bye week. And Vegas is coming off a bye. And Tampa's defense looks like maybe the best defense in the world right now. So yeah, I'm just going to take them.
When you bet on Tristan, it's just a fucking, yeah, one of those. He's just a sure thing. I'm going to give my picks. I have two college, two NFL. Really going to try and stick to that structure unless I really just see winners. So for college, going back to college quickly, Iowa Purdue over 53. Iowa Purdue over 53. I think Purdue's going to be able to
score
points.
That might be like a mortgage line.
I like that. That's a good pick.
You might just put the whole bank account on that one.
Yeah, well, you look at it, you think two electric receivers, you know, and if you're going off recent history, Iowa has struggled to contain Purdue's offense at times. And you're looking at Iowa thinking, is this the most prolific offense potentially in the last 10, 20 years of Iowa football? You got to think those two teams could put up over 53 points, so I'm taking the over.
What's the weather looking like in West Lafayette?
I don't know. That would actually be a good question. Probably like 53 in overcast and like slightly damp, because that's just what West Lafayette speaks to me as. The other
West Lafayette is one of the saddest places that you could ever spend any time. Like, you just go there and immediately you have this depressive wave over you. It's a sad place to be.
Yeah, that's legit. They do. Was it Purdue where we got those really bomb ass brownies though? Post game. Like there was one place we got really good brownies.
I remember what brownies you're talking about. Yeah. I don't remember where we got them.
I don't either.
Purdue is where we stayed in the hotel is literally any Motel 8 that you've ever stayed at in your entire life.
And I kind of liked it after
a 6-hour bus ride.
Yeah. Also, dude, they didn't have like the fucking meal ready for us.
No, not even close. And dude, it had that little family pool right in the middle of the square, and the whole place just smelled like chlorine, and you had to walk those rusted little spiral staircases to get to your room. Like,
I thought those
Purdue was just
down.
Not.
I was walking behind Faith, and I thought those things were going to fall down.
Yeah, the linemen on those staircases, not a good deal. But yeah, so that's, you know, barring a torrential downpour, I think 53 over. My other pick is in the Big Ten again. Scary. I saw Penn State -6.5 against Indiana, and I thought, you know what, hammer it. Give it one of those. Hammer it. -6.5. Penn State. If they're gonna be Penn State like they are year in and year out, you better come out game one and beat Indiana by a touchdown. All right, that's what I'm thinking. Going to the NFL. I've got two picks. The Jets have not failed to fail us yet, which means they suck against the spread. They are 0-6 this year. The Jets are the worst team in football. The Marshalltown Bobcats could beat the Jets. The Bills -13. Bills minus 13, lock it in. The Bills could be minus 13.
So many points.
So many, and I don't care. Until the Jets prove that they can beat a spread, I'm taking it. My second pick in the NFL, Packers minus 3.5 against the Houston Texans. The Texans are just like a so-so, and Tampa Bay and the Tristaneers, they just whomped A-Rodg and the Packers, and I don't think the Pack are going to put two games out on tape in a row like that. I think they bounce back. I think A-Rodg and the Pack beat the Texans by like 10. So Packers minus 3.5. Bills minus 13. Kevin.
Drake, why don't you go? I'm still
he already went.
Oh fuck. I'm still looking over. All right.
Make your decisions, big boy.
Ten time, dude. This is the only reason we even have this segment is because you're supposed to be above 75% in the Big Ten as a sports bettor. So,
well, Kloof said it pretty accurately. This is the first week we're going to see the Big Ten. We don't know what we're going to get them. So I'm actually, you know, I did see one Big Ten play that I like. Okay, so I do like your over, Kloof, in the Iowa versus Purdue game. I'm going to take another over in the first Big Ten game, Illinois versus Wisconsin at 51.5. I'm going to take the over in that game.
Like that.
Illinois actually beat Wisconsin last year. Fun fact.
They did. Probably the weirdest Big Ten game of last year.
Mm-hmm.
It was odd. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. So I'm going to take the over in Illinois, Wisconsin, 51.5.
Okay.
I don't have any other Big Ten picks. I will have probably only exclusively Big Ten picks after this week, after I've actually seen every team play. But yeah, sorry. The only other college pick I got for you is the Alabama Crimson Tide minus 21 versus Tennessee.
I was going to make that one of my picks, but I didn't.
Alabama is just putting up points left and right all year long. No one's been able to seem to prove that they can stop them. Tennessee was my pick last week, and they got an absolute dud versus Kentucky.
They didn't even look like they were on the same field. Don't worry, Kev. I will get a couple NFL picks if you're gonna look at that. And
I got some NFL picks.
Oh, okay. Okay. Cool.
So yeah, I think I went like 4-4 last week.
Oh yeah, let me update everybody. So after last week, Kevin went 4-4. The Oklahoma State Baylor game got postponed, so only 3 games for me. I went 2-1. Drake went 0-3. So that brings
Sorry
the totals.
About that, boys and girls.
Yeah, so that brings the totals to Drake at 7-6 for the year, Kevin at 7-9 for the year, and Tyler at 6-10 for the year. So, not great. Drake is just over 50%. Kevin and I are chasing to get to 50%. Yeah.
It's a long year. It's a long season, man.
Yeah. We get better as the year goes on. Slight edge.
And, you know, I got 8 weeks of Big Ten football in front of me. We're going to forget about all other types of football. No pros.
Absolutely.
No SEC. No ACC. None of that Big 12 garbage we're talking about. Big 10 only from here on out. But we got 2 more NFL picks for the rest of the year.
Okay.
Give me the Detroit Lions plus 2.5 versus the Falcons.
I like that.
The Falcons had a big win versus Minnesota. Guess what? Minnesota sucks. Detroit, solid football team. I got the TJ Hockenstuffs versus plus 2.5.
Dude, can we talk about the fact that TJ is a fantasy legend because this guy gets the most 1- and 2-yard touchdowns of any tight end in the history of the NFL? My God, they throw him the ball a lot on the goal line.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to. Hard not. They saw that play that happened right after the Polecat, and they thought, God damn, the guy can score in the red zone.
Hey, how about our guy Matt Nelson?
Dude, just playing offensive tackle. Like, what?
Just plays defensive end, moves to defensive tackle his senior year.
Must be nice to be a stallion.
Gets picked up as a free agent, spends a year as an offensive tackle on the practice squad, active roster, now he's in the games. What a story this kid's got.
And
when he finishes up playing football, he's going to be a freaking doctor.
Yeah. I mean, you're already there, so you're ahead of him. But anyway,
I think we've already talked about how the
the Antoine and Matt Nelson brothers have this genetic head start against everybody else.
God,
they're both ridiculously smart and ridiculously good at football. So that's kind of the Nelson brothers had such an advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they don't have a podcast. So fuck them.
Yeah. So fuck those guys. They don't even have a podcast. Just like Niall Kinnick. those guys genetically, if we're in a 100-meter race, they're starting at like 60 meters and I'm at zero. So that's a tough one. What's your last pick, Kevin?
I got San Fran, bang, bang, Niner gang, +2 versus the New England Patriots. New England's not looking the same without Tampa there.
No.
I don't know. They looked pretty sloppy last week versus the Fighting Jovi Jules. And San Fran had a big week. So I
like, love that pick.
I like San Fran +2.
I think that's a great pick, honestly.
Yeah, I looked at all of those. I wanted to go Niners. I wanted to go Bama. I wanted to go Clemson -46, dude. They put up 75 points, 73 points, man.
But listen, man, Clemson plays. Syracuse is a team that kind of had Clemson's number in the back.
You're right.
They've always been the team to blow to upset them.
Clemson in the ACC is very similar to like the Hawks versus Iowa State. Like it's just two different tiers, you know,
or the Hawks versus Muscatine. Like it's,
I was trying to make a joke about Iowa State here, guy. You're really killing my body.
I realize you are, but also it's, yeah, I'm sorry. I fucked you. I fucked it up for you. Sorry. That's what happens. Iowa State's trash. Nebraska's trash. Hawks by a million. I mean, that's what it is. By the way, speaking of the Nebraska Cornfuskers, they are 26-point dogs against Ohio State to open the season.
If you had to make me choose, I'm taking the Ohio State University.
Is this 2 years in a row that they open against Ohio State?
I don't think they opened last year. They just had
Big Ten schedule. They did.
Yeah, Big Ten schedule.
Yeah, it's a tough one, man. There you go.
Yeah. If you had to make me choose, I'd take Ohio State.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That would be interesting. Anyway, those are the picks. Hopefully you guys are cashing in after those if you take them. But also, we're not advisors or know anything, and don't take our advice. That's it.
Losing record, so.
The next time you hear our voice, what, Drake?
You're about to hear it here first. Empty the account on Justin Gaethje this weekend. And the lightweight championship belt, undisputed of the world, United States of America. It's coming back home.
Okay. So if you're into fighting, bet on that guy. That's it. The next time you hear our voice, the next time that you hear, welcome into Wash Up Walk-Ons, the Hawks are going to be 1-0, and that's just the way it is. We'll be back on Monday with Hawkeye football to talk about. Oh, so much to talk about.
Oh my God.
I'm excited. All right. That's it. Walk-ons out. Peace.
Hawk by a million.
I'm MJ Acosta-Ruiz.
And I'm Lindsay Zarniak.
And together we'll be hosting the On Her Turf podcast. This summer, On Her Turf is hosting a daily Olympics podcast
that focuses exclusively on women's sports and the amazing women competing in Tokyo.
We'll bring you interviews with Olympians and in-depth analysis on your favorite teams.
Plus, we're going to talk about some of the challenges still facing women's sports today.
So join us daily at On Her Turf as we cover all the excitement of the Tokyo Olympics.
Be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts and be sure to follow On Her Turf on Twitter and Instagram too.